Keep your legs open,
Tyler growled as he undid his trousers. She realized she had unconsciously put her knees together. She obediently spread them again as a tear rolled down the side of her face.
Dear spirits, she prayed, help me.
No, the good spirits had never helped her before. They had never come to her aid before, despite her efforts on their behalf, despite her pleas. They would not come now. To the keeper with the worthless good spirits.
Don't cry, girl,
she told herself.
Fight them, with your last breath if need be. Please, she said, just one more kiss.
You had enough kissing to undo as you said. Time for me now.
Kaylin pulled her heels up against herself, spread her legs as wide as she could, and wiggled her bottom as he leered.
Please, your kisses are the best I've ever had. Just one more, please?
She watched his chest heave.
Then I'll please you like no woman ever has. Just one more kiss.
He flopped down on her, between her legs. His weight drove the wind from her lungs.
One more, and then you deliver.
He crushed his whiskered face to hers. He was out of control. His lips were cutting hers against her teeth. She tried to ignore the burning heat of him, pressing painfully against her. Kaylin slapped her hands to the sides of his muscular neck. Her lungs burned for air.
This was her last chance, her last breath.
Fight with it, she told herself. Fight for Richard. As she had done countless times, she released her restraint, although she felt no power pushing against it. It was like leaping into a dark, bottomless pit. There was thunder, but no sound. The violent jolt to the air brought down a shower of stone dust. The men all cried out with the pain of being so close when her power was released. Kaylin almost screamed with joy. She could feel the magic in her middle again. It was weak from having just been used, but she could feel it again. It was back. It had never left. Ranson had used magic to make her believe a lie. Tyler's jaw had gone slack as he pulled back, looking down into her eyes.
Mistress, he whispered. Come on me.
The other men were scrambling toward them.
Protect me!
Heads cracked against the wall, sending splashes of blood across the stone. Tyler snapped a man's arm. Wails of pain echoed around the room. There was a furious battle for a few minutes until Kaylin was able to direct Tyler in accomplishing what she wanted. A truce. She didn't want him to fight all the men. If they succeeded in getting the better of him, then she was finished. She wanted them separated. The men keeping their distance and Tyler guarding her. That was her best chance of surviving until she could recover her power. She screamed orders to the men as well as Tyler. Six were left standing in fighting form and enraged. One was writhing on the ground, screaming in pain, a shattered bone jutting from his forearm, and the other four, including the one she had kicked in the face, were not moving. Kaylin told the men that she would keep Tyler at bay as long as they stayed in their corner. Reluctantly, they moved to the opposite side, dragging the others with them. The screams kept them convinced that they should bide their time before taking on the big man with the wild eyes. She made them throw her small clothes under threat of sending Tyler to get them. Kaylin sat in the corner, her back against the wall. Tyler stood before her in a half-crouch, dancing on the balls of his feet, his arms out and ready. The men watched as they rested against the other wall. Kaylin knew that this uneasy truce could not go on for days. Sooner or later, Tyler would run out of energy. Then they would have him. Then they would have her. The men knew that too. Chapter 60. The night wore on, with the men watching and Tyler guarding her. She caught a few moments of uneasy sleep from time to time. Kaylin had no idea what time it was, but she judged it to be between the middle of the night and close to dawn. Though she was afraid, and knew that they were going to come to behead her sooner or later, she felt joy that her power was back, and that she had beaten them with that much of it. The good spirits hadn't helped her, she had helped herself. She felt self-satisfaction at what she had done. She had not given up. And the good spirits had left her to it, as they always did. Kaylin was furious with the good spirits. Though she had lived her whole life to see their ideals upheld, they never once helped her. Well, no more. She was finished with the good spirits, as she was finished with trying to help the ungrateful people of the Midlands. What had it gotten her? She had learned in the council chambers what it had gotten her. It had gotten her the undying hatred of her people. The very people she fought for thought she harmed children. People didn't like confessors and were afraid of them for a variety of reasons, but she had been stunned to learn what people really believed about her. From now on, she was going to worry about herself, her friends, and Richard, and to the Keeper with the rest of them. He could have them all. She was through with it all. She was the mother confessor no longer. She was Kaelin. The torch sputtered out, plunging the pit into blackness.
"Thank you again, good spirits!"
she screamed at the top of her lungs. Her words echoed around the pit.
"To the Keeper with you!"
The men set upon Tyler in the dark. Kaelin didn't know what was happening. She could hear grunts and screams and thuds. She heard an echoing, banging sound. She couldn't understand what it was. And then she heard a muffled voice calling out her title. The familiar voice was coming from above.
"Shandalin! Shandalin, I'm down here! Open the door!"
"Mother Confessor!" came the voice from beyond the door. "How do I open the door?"
Kaelin let out a shriek when a hand snatched her ankle and pulled her from her feet. Shandalin called out at the sound of her scream. Tyler grabbed the fingers around her ankle and bent them back until they snapped. The man screamed in the dark.
"Shandalin, you need a key! Use the key!"
"Key? What is this key?"
"Shandalin!"
She shoved a head away from her middle.
"Shandalin, remember when we were in the city with the dead people? Remember the queen's room that was locked? Remember I showed you a key to open the door? Shandalin, one of the guards up there has a ring on his belt. It has the key. Hurry!"
Kaelin recognized Tyler's grunt as he was slammed to the wall. She could hear the bone-jarring blows of his fist. She could hear a metallic noise from above.
"Mother Confessor, it will not turn!"
"Then it's the wrong one! Try another!"
Someone crashed into her, knocking her to the floor. She clawed at his eyes. He punched at her middle. A sudden shaft of light descended into the pit. Tyler saw the man on her and threw him off. A ladder dropped down.
"Tyler, keep them away from the ladder!"
Kaelin threw herself onto the ladder and scrambled up. The men piled on Tyler. She heard him groan, and then his neck snap. Her foot slipped through a rung when a fist punched the back of her calf. Hands grabbed at her ankles. Kaelin kicked the face of the man right behind and then clambered up. He tumbled back, taking the others with him. They charged back up in a rush. Kaelin stretched for the hand extended down. Shandalin clamped onto her wrist and yanked her through the doorway. He stabbed the man right behind her. As the man toppled back, Shandalin slammed the door closed. Panting, she fell into his arms.
"Come, Mother Confessor, we must get out of this place."
There were dead guards everywhere, all killed silently from behind by Shandalin's troga. He held her hand as they ran through the dank, dark halls and upstairs. She wondered how Shandalin had managed to find his way down here. Someone must have shown him the way. Around the corner, they came to the site of a bloody battle. Bodies were sprawled everywhere. Only one man was standing. Orsk. His great battle axe dripped with gore. Orsk nearly leapt out of his skin with joy when he saw her. She was almost thrilled to see his scarred face.
"I made him wait," Shandalin explained as he pulled her through the bloody mess. "I told him that I would bring you if he waited and guarded this hall."
Shandalin frowned at her. Kaelin realized he was staring at her hair, or what was left of it. He said nothing, though, and she was glad for that. It felt more than strange not to feel the weight of her hair. It was heartbreaking. She had loved her hair. So had Richard. Kaelin bent and took a war axe from one of the dead guards. With her power not yet recovered, she felt better with a weapon in her hands. Shandalin, dragging Kaelin along by her hand, with Orsk protecting the rear, burst through a door. Directly outside, the captain of the guards had a woman pressed up against the wall. Her arms were wrapped around his neck as she kissed him. His hands were up her dress. As they charged past, and the startled captain looked up, Shandalin drove his long knife into the man's ribs.
"Come," he said to the woman. "We have her."
The woman fell into line with the rest of them as they wound their way up through the palace. Puzzled, Kaelin looked back. The woman in the hooded cloak was the woman who had fainted, Jebra Bevanvir.
"What's going on?"
Kaelin asked Jebra.
"Forgive me, Mother Confessor, for fainting. I had a vision of you being beheaded. It was so horrifying that I fainted. I knew I must help so that the vision would not come true. You told me that you had a friend in the woods. I went and found him."
They all flattened up against a wall and waited for a patrol to pass through an adjoining room. When their echoing footsteps faded, Chandelin turned with a hot look to Jebra.
What were you doing with that man?
She blinked in surprise. He was the captain of the guards. He was making the rounds with a whole detachment. I convinced him to send the guards away for a while. I did the only thing I could think of to keep 50 men from trapping you down there.
Chandelin grumbled that maybe it made sense.
As they headed on, Kaelin told Jebra that she had done a brave thing, and that she understood what courage it took to do it. Jebra protested that she was no heroine and didn't want to be one. At an intersection with a vaulted corridor, Mistress Sanderholt was waiting. Letting out a cry, Kaelin threw her arms around the woman. Mistress Sanderholt held her bandaged hands out.
Not now, Mother Confessor. You must escape. This way is clear.
As the others rushed in the direction Mistress Sanderholt indicated, Kaelin went the other way. They all turned and ran after.
What are you doing? Chandelin yelled. We must escape.
I have to get something from my room.
What could be more important than escaping?
Grandfather's knife,
she said as she ran. When they realized they were not going to be able to change her mind, they all followed after her as she led them up through the labyrinth of smaller and less frequently patrolled halls. Several times they did encounter guards. Orsk fiercely hacked them to pieces when they charged after her. As she came around a corner at the top of a stairway, a surprised guard spun to her. With all her strength, Kaelin buried her axe in the center of his chest. His sword skittered across the floor as he went down on his back. As he thrashed on the floor, Kaelin put a foot against his heaving stomach and tried to pull the axe out. Bubbles of air and blood frothed forth, but the axe was stuck tight in his breastbone, so she scooped up his Celtish sword instead. Chandelin lifted an eyebrow. Before they reached her room, she had cause to use the sword, and with similar, deadly effect.